Hi there. I'm Mark Swallow, and I'm glad you are joining me for today's God Is podcast. Let's get started learning who God is.
Thank you for tuning in from wherever you are and by however you listen. And this reminder off the top, please write to me this month and tell me you listen. Mention the call letters of this station or tell me if you get this via the God Is podcast. When you write, I will send you the wonderful book by J.I. Packer, Knowing God. Knowing God is yours if you write to me today. Or here's another idea I heard on the radio in my car. Use your phone to record a short audio message and then email that to me, mark@markaswallow.com. Send your short audio message. How about that? What a great, simple, and easy suggestion, and this way I could hear your voice. May is the month for mail, and so while I enjoy hearing from you anytime about anything, this is a special month marked off on the calendar. Please fill up my inbox and mailbox with lots of emails and letters. I'm standing by, enthusiastically waiting to hear from you. If you find God is beneficial in some way, send off your mail. Thank you. As we return to the Old Testament book of Job, we get settled into our seats at the theater. And we have our programs in hand, and we have read about who is in the cast. We talked about this yesterday on God Is. We also know that this drama has a prologue followed by three acts. Each act has several scenes, and we'll watch and listen as all that happens up there on stage and above the stage. All right, the time we have waited for is here. The curtain opens now on the prologue, and I'm reading from the book of Job, chapter 1, verses 1 through 5. As you find your place in your Bible, just a reminder that I use the New American Standard Bible, the NASB. You may have a different version, so words will differ if you are following along. Job 1, verse 1 begins, "There was a man in the land of Uz, whose name was Job, and that man was blameless, upright, fearing God and turning away from evil. 7 sons and 3 daughters were born to him. His possessions also were 7,000 sheep, 3,000 camels, 500 yoke of oxen, 500 female donkeys, and very many servants. And that man was the greatest of all the men of the East. His sons used to go and hold a feast in the house of each one on his day, and they would send and invite their 3 sisters to eat and drink with them. When the days of feasting had completed their cycle, Job would send and consecrate them, rising up early in the morning and offering burnt offerings according to the number of them all. For Job said, 'Perhaps my sons have sinned and cursed God in their hearts.' Thus Job did continually." That was Job chapter 1, verses 1 through 5. In this prologue, we meet God and Job. At first, we only notice this man, Job. He is center stage. And here is what we observe. Job is a man who reveres God and hates evil. Job is rich in finances and family relationships. And Job rises early to intercede for his children. Think of these as the 3 R's. Job reveres God. Job is rich. And Job rises early. Perhaps this will help you to remember Job at the beginning of the drama. And let me say more. Notice in verse 1, "There was a man in the land of Uz whose name was Job, and that man was blameless, upright, fearing God and turning away from evil." Notice that Job feared God. That means he had a reverential awe for the living God. To revere is to have deep respect for someone. And Job's greatest respect was reserved for God alone. There was no one Job revered, respected, and honored more than God. He lived, Proverbs 1, verse 7. "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge." And Proverbs 9, verse 10. "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom." Proverbs 1, 7 and Proverbs 9, 10. And because Job revered God, because Job feared God, then Job hated evil. When we revere God, then we immediately hate evil, because there is no evil in God. And this relates to what verse 1 also says. Job was blameless, upright. Blameless does not mean that Job was sinless. Job most definitely was a sinner, as we shall see. Blameless means literally that he was without blame. Job knew God, and he knew what God commanded of him, and Job did it. We will see that when we get down to verse 5 and the burnt offerings Job prepared for God. In this sense, Job is blameless. Also, Job revered God and hated evil by being upright. This means Job was straight. Job was level. He walked on God's straight and level road. Among all the people of the earth, Job was a blameless, upright man who feared God and revered God by hating evil. He turned away from evil and ran on the straight and level road to God. And suddenly, God breaks into the story and affirms from heaven with his own voice that indeed Job revered him and hated evil. From our seats in the theater, our ears perk up when we hear God and we look for the Lord upwards, high above the stage. Job chapter 1, verse 8, "The Lord said to Satan, 'Have you considered my servant Job? For there is no one like him on the earth, a blameless and upright man, fearing God and turning away from evil.'" And again in Job chapter 2, verse 3, "The Lord said to Satan, 'Have you considered my servant Job? For there is no one like him on the earth, a blameless and upright man, fearing God and turning away from evil.'" Job 1:8 and Job 2:3. This is holy God's assessment of the man Job. And guess who else found Job to be a man who revered God and hated evil? Satan did. We hear Satan's voice now in Job 1, verse 9. "Then Satan answered the Lord, 'Does Job fear God for nothing?'" Aha! The evil one has also found that Job is a man of integrity. Job reveres God and hates evil. And we will see how problematic this is for the devil as the story develops before us. The point is, both God and Satan agree, Job fears God. Job is blameless. Job is upright. Job reveres God and hates evil. As Job himself says later on in chapter 28 and verse 28, Job 28:28, that's easy to remember. "And to man God said, Behold, the fear of the Lord, that is wisdom, and to depart from evil is understanding." Job 28:28. This is the first insight we have into the man Job in this prologue. He is a man who reveres God and hates evil. And let me ask you, do you revere God? Do you fear God? And as a result, do you hate evil? Second, Job is rich in finances and family relationships. We see that clearly in verses 2 through 4. I will not take the time to reread those verses, but as we said in the introduction, Job's wealth was measured in his many livestock. And then, of course, God blessed him with 7 sons and 3 daughters, numbers that signal completeness. And not only did Job have a large family, but this was a family full of love, a family that really enjoyed each other's company. Verse 4 says that every time one of his sons had a birthday, they celebrated with a feast and invited their sisters to come on over and party with them. In fact, we find them doing exactly this in Job 1, verse 13, when Satan shows up. We can truly say that Job's household was one big, happy family. And third, as the curtain comes up on this prologue, we see that Job rises early to intercede for his children. First, Job is a man who reveres God and hates evil. Second, Job is rich in finances and family relationships. And third, Job rises early to intercede for his children. Let me reread Job 1, verse 5. Look at this with me. "When the days of feasting had completed their cycle, Job would send and consecrate them, rising up early in the morning and offering burnt offerings according to the number of them all. For Job said, "Perhaps my sons have sinned and cursed God in their hearts." Thus Job did continually. Job loved his children and was concerned about their spiritual maturity. He wanted his 10 kids to revere God and to hate evil. He was worried about their sin, and so Job turns them over to God, and he consecrates them. This was a form of dedication. Job consecrated and dedicated his children to God. Are you worried about your own children's relationship to God? If so, follow Job here. Instead of holding on tightly to your sons and daughters and perhaps trying to control their response to God, intentionally give them over to the Lord. Rise up early and pray for them. Why get up early to do this? Because otherwise you are too busy to do so. Job consecrated his kids early in the morning before he got busy with the business of the day. There's a practical message here for you parents and grandparents. Continually. Notice how verse 5 ends. Thus Job did continually. So continually dedicate your sons and daughters and grandchildren to God. We will pause here for now, and when you return tomorrow, midweek, I'll repeat some of what was said as a reminder, and we will finish the insight on how Job rises early to intercede for his own children. Before tomorrow, spend some time praying for your family. I'll do the same for mine. Our prayers serve as a great gift to them, whether they know it or not. God hears and answers the intercession of his people. If you have been convicted to give more emphasis to prayer in your life, this is a good way to do that, to rise up early before the business of the day gets going and to pray, to intercede for your family. Do that, and then join me tomorrow as we continue to discover who God is.
Thank you for listening to this God Is podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others and be sure and join me for the next one.